Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're filled with love, let it surround me.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time for another edition of Have a Bad Week. It's a look back at the Steelers week that was from behindthesteelcurtain.com. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, hence the bad part in the week. We don't want you to have a bad week. We want the Steelers and you, the listener, to have an extraordinary, a phenomenal week. Phenomenal. That'd be fantastic. That'd be great if you could. And you know, you're going to have a phenomenal week every single day. If you check out BTSC, that's behindthesteelcurtain.com, for all of your editorial Steeler needs, all your podcast listening Steeler needs, wherever you download your favorite podcast, make sure BTSC is one of them. You won't regret it. The only thing that's regrettable here is the folks at BTSC, the powers that be, said, we need to do a recap of the week that was. Then they made the mistake. They asked the most narcissistic podcaster and writer they could find to do it. And that's me. So that's why you're hanging out with me for the next 10 minutes. Let's get it going. The week that was, starting with Sunday 10-17, as the Steelers beat the Seahawks in overtime by the score of 23-20. Now, it was definitely not pretty at all. In fact, it was one of those 2 a.m. wins when you're not bragging to your friends about it, but you're gonna take it. You're going to be glad to take that gnarly person back from the bar and do whatever you want to do and whatever they want to do because you're lonely. That's what a 2 a.m. win is. A win is a win is a win is a win. I do not care about style points. I didn't care about them in high school. And I don't care about them now when I wear black socks with shorts. My wife cares about it. She doesn't want to go out with me when I wear stuff like that. But I'm to the point of my life where I don't care. Accept me with what I wear. And black socks up high are comfortable to me. Yeah, it's just the way it is. If you're going to call me old man, give me a blue plate early bird special and I'm going to go crazy. I love it. Let's check out Monday, 10-18. Mike Tomlin called the officiating blunder by the officials at the end of the Seattle game. Embarrassing. He's right about that. What would have happened if the Seahawks won that game because of that officiating blunder? Who reviews that kind of play? Incredible. I also shudder to think what would Coach T have said if he saw me out and about at 2 a.m., maybe singing karaoke. I do a mean version of Uptown Funk, though. Julio, get the stretch! Yes, I'm smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. That's what it's going to say on my tombstone. Tuesday, 10-19. I'm not sure what to make of Mike Tomlin's comments on Grandpa Strong's, Grandpa Strong, that is James Washington. Taylor helped give him that name on one of our podcasts last year when we had an interview with Ike Taylor. Yes, he said he's Grandpa Strong, and I love that. So a lot of people are calling him that now. Grandpa Strong's lack of usage is what we're talking about. It's like when someone tells you, it's not you, it's me, or it happens to every guy. You want to try real hard to convince yourself that it's true, but deep down you know that these words are merely to make you feel better. In my life, every day of my life, it's typically me. It's not them. It's me. Now, why am I saying all this? Mike Tomlin said that James Washington's usage, just 8 snaps, was because of matchups, not a lingering issue or injury. He missed the Broncos game with a hamstring injury and was limited in practice leading up to Sunday, and that was tweeted out by Brooke Pryor. Wednesday, 10/20, another Brooke Pryor tweet that I'm pulling up here. TJ Watt named AFC Defensive Player of the Week after dominating overtime versus the Seahawks with 2 sacks and a forced fumble. That line that he had was amazing. He did so much more than just the 2 sacks and a forced fumble. He had 3 pass blocks. I mean, that was a great elite stat line and a game-saving performance against Seattle. Did he have a fantastic night? Absolutely. Would happen a few more times in 2021? Yes. Should number 90 end up with an AFC Defensive Player of the Month or 2 award? Absolutely. It seems likely. Will said defensive player get screwed again for Defensive Player of the Year? Bet on it. It seems like they're not giving TJ the benefit of the doubt when it comes to awards time. They're going to say he's awesome now, but it's not happening later. It's a shame. Thursday, 10/21. Aaron Wilson reported that former Texans defensive end Whitney Mercilus expected to join the Green Bay Packers per league source, and that did happen. So then he later tweeted out that he is indeed joining the Green Bay Packers per league source. Also consider the Kansas City Chiefs and Pittsburgh Steelers. Mercilus would have been a fine addition to the Steelers defense. But why do the Steelers and Chiefs keep getting left at the altar? The Xmas is bad. Seriously considered driving past the church on our wedding day until her friends convinced her to come marry me. Thus leaving me wearing a bad tux and a ton of food. She did relent, only to leave me 2 years later. In hindsight, that would have cost me less. Yeah, a lot less. The chicken was phenomenal, though. Really good. Good stuff. Good chicken. I remember that. And that was 23 years ago. Note, I do get that this is not really the true definition of being left at the altar. It's more like an always the bridesmaid, never the bride situation. But I've never been asked to hold the train. Never been asked to be in a train either. I'm talking about the Amtrak kind, you perverts. All right, Friday, 10/22. The bye week's killing me. It's killing me with a lack of action. I need to be getting ready for a Steelers game. I know they need it. I know they need the rest. I know it's awesome for them. But I gotta have something. Can a Steeler please tweet out something stupid? Can a Steeler get served with a paternity suit or something? On second thought, maybe silence is black and golden. Saturday, 10/23. Seriously. TJ Watt was fined $10,815 for unnecessary roughness in the Seattle game because he was punching at the ball in an attempt to strip Alex Collins last Sunday night. Come on, that's his move. That's what he does. Sure, he can afford that money, but that's not the point. The replay showed that he's trying to punch the ball out just like he did at the end of the game. Sometimes you miss and hit a guy, but it's not an egregious punch. Everyone knows that. It's a ridiculous fine. There was absolutely no intent whatsoever. My gosh, the NFL gets stupid with some of these rulings. And yeah, I said that. NFL, fine me. Go ahead. I don't care. Well, I'm not playing. I'm not good enough to play. So what are you going to fine me? $10? Hey, I don't work for you, NFL. Go away. Sunday, 10/24. Here we go with Ian Rappaport again. Rappaport had the last tweet. Here he is again. And this time, Deshaun Watson is not the only intriguing name who could be traded before the deadline. Others include LJ Collier of the Seahawks, Andre Dillard of the Eagles, Kyle Fuller of the Broncos, Andy Isabella of the Cardinals, Marlon Mack of the Colts, and Melvin Ingram III from the Steelers? What? Come on. Rappaport is as reliable as the condom that was in my wallet throughout the 80s and 90s. People are getting their collective boxers and granny panties in a bunch over this. Just because somebody makes a call to Kevin Colbert about a player doesn't mean that said player is actually being shopped. Yeah, you're going to ask. You're going to call. People are probably calling up and say, hey, what would it take to get TJ Watt? And they'll be like, your entire $47 million, your 47-man roster. They don't even do 47-man rosters. They'll just say 47 players and your draft for the next 17 years. Give me 17 number one draft picks. And they're like, all right, yeah, we don't want TJ Watt. But here's the thing. You inquire. If you don't ask, you don't get. That's what people are going to do. So does not mean that this guy is being shopped around. He's not. Look, if I counted all the girls that I asked down in my junior year of high school and were subsequently turned down by them, I would be Wilt Chamberlain. I seriously would. But you don't count just because you ask for something. That doesn't mean anything. Asking is an inquiry to say, hey, could we do this? Sure. Hey, mom, could I stay up all night with hookers and blow? Can I do that? She's going to say no. You say that to your wife. Hey, do you mind if I have a threesome with the neighbors? Your wife's going to say no. You ask doesn't mean you're not going to get. So the Melvin Ingram thing's not going to happen. Relax. All right, I might get in trouble for that hookers and blow and threesome comment. So, it's already on record. You're listening to it. Report me. I'm cool. Hey, anything. Look, I hope you're having fun here with Behind the Steel Curtain. That's what a bad week is all about. It's not your typical wrap up of the week and we're just having fun. So I'm glad you're hanging out with me. So I'm sure next week is going to be full of Steelers happenings as well as the Steelers get ready for the Cleveland Browns. If it's brown, flush it down. So we are going to have to do this again. Have a great week, but better yet, have a B-A-D-1.